some of these other questions. Okay. When you first see your friends in the morning, what do you say to them?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see nobody, but why? I speak to her about the one I see.
Well, if you went to town in the morning and you saw a friend, what would you say? First thing you saw?
Well, I don't go to town very little. I average go to town twice a month. I'd speak to them. They speak to me as well, yes.
And what would you say? First thing you say to them?
You mean me?
Uh-huh.
Well, they usually say good morning. I'll say good morning, too.
Oh, okay, that's fine. That's what I wanted to know. And then you could say good morning to somebody until about what time?
Oh, I'd speak to them. They speak to me.
I mean, how late in the day would it be before you'd start saying something else when you greet your friend?
Well, I wouldn't know about that. You asked me something, I could answer that.
Well, what I'm thinking about is that, like around, when it got on to afternoon, you wouldn't still be saying good morning, would you?
No, ma'am.
And so then, what would you say to greet them in the afternoon?
Well,
do you ever say good night when you first greet somebody? If you see somebody in the
good
evening,
night.
Yeah. Or is that okay. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? What do you call that time of day?
That's sun up.
And how about the time of day when the sun disappears?
Sunset, I would think.
And if you're talking about the sun in the morning, you might say, what time did the sun rise this morning? You say, at 6 o'clock the sun...
Sunrise?
Yeah, but you would say at 6 o'clock this morning the sun did what? The sun...
Sun rose.
And then you might say, this morning I saw the sun...
shining?
I mean, I was still talking about the word rising. You say, this morning I saw the sun...
Sun rose.
Somebody might say, we were a little late this morning, and when we started out into the field, the sun had already... Still talking about sunrise. Okay, well, I'll tell you what, let's skip over this sunrise and stuff and go somewhere else and then come back. That's a good place to stop. What do you call a heavy rain that doesn't last very long?
Shower.
Okay, fine. And if you have, what about a heavy rain that lasts for a good long time? Do you have a different name for that? Or would you just call it?
Well, you call that a rainy spell, I would think.
Okay. And how long would a rain spell last?
3 days.
Okay, fine. What about a storm that has thunder and lightning?
Rainy spell.
What would you call it?
Electrical storm.
Okay. And if you're talking about a very hard wind,